Title: Phil in Ableton Live 12, Design It for Pirate Radio Energy for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're building Phil's in Ableton Live 12, but not ED them build up Phil's. This is Jungle and Old School DNB Phil Energy, fast Q-tops, quick stutters, dubby throws, little rewind moments, and that Pirate Radio vibe, where it feels like somebody's riding the mixer live. Here's the goal for this lesson. You're going to end up with a repeatable workflow, so every time you hit bar 8 or bar 16, you can drop in a 2-beat minifill or a 1-bar statement fill, and it instantly feels authentic. We'll do it mostly with stock devices, and I'll keep it beginner-friendly. First, set your tempo. Put it anywhere from 165 to 172 BPM. If you want a safe classic zone, go 170. Now create a few tracks so you're organized. Make an audio track called Drums Break for your loop. Optional, make a MIDI track called Drums Kick Snare if you want to layer clean hits. Then a bass track, a music or stabs track, an effects track for siren or noise, and two return tracks, Returna for dub delay, Return B for reverb. Quick mindset tip. In DNB, fills usually stay on the same drum tracks as the groove. You're not adding a new fill instrument, you're interrupting the groove with edits and automation. That's what keeps it glued and believable. Now step 1. Before we earn a fill, we need a clean phrase. So build a steady 16-bar loop that doesn't change much. Simple 2-step. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4. Then drop a break loop on drums break. Think Amen-ish or Think-ish energy, but any break works. Warp it. Try warp mode set to beats. Preserve 1/16. If it sounds weird or swirly, try Complex Pro, but don't overthink it. The real point is, it's locked to the grid and it grooves. Now group your drum tracks into a drum bus. Select the drum tracks and hit seed MD or Control G. On the drum bus, add a starter chain. EQ 8 first. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz just to clear a sub-rumble. If it's boxy, gently dip 250 to 400 Hz. Then glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and aim for about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Then a saturator, drive maybe 1 to 3 dB, soft clip on. Teacher note, this is not about making it loud. This is about making it stable. Fills will spike, and you want the bus to feel like it can take that excitement without collapsing. Okay, step 2, the classic jungle fill. The 1-bar break cut up. This is the most old school move. Take the last bar of a phrase and go chop crazy, but still tight. Go to the end of bar 8 or bar 16. Duplicate your break clip into that fill spot. Turn warp on in the clip, and find the key hits, snares, ghost notes, little kick flams. In arrangement view, split the audio with CMD or Control E at those points. Now rearrange slices just for that last bar. Here's a simple pattern concept you can steal. On beat 1, keep it mostly like the groove. On beat 2, emphasize the snare, maybe add a quick ghost right after. On beat 3, do a stutter with 2 or 4 tiny slices. On beat 4, hit a big snare and let it throw into FX. And here's a super practical timing recipe at 170 BPM. In the last 1 beat, meaning beat 4, do 1/16 stutters for 2 steps, then switch to a longer 1/8 slice that leads into your final snare hit. Tight, fast, no cinematic nonsense. If you're thinking but should I do 2 full bars, don't. Most jungle fills are 2 beats to 1 bar. That's why the drop hits. Now step 3. Let's add that Pirate Radio stutter in a safe, controllable way, using beat repeat. The trick is, it should not be random all the time. It should wake up only during the fill. Put beat repeat on the drum bus after your glue and saturator, or put it on the break track if you want it more specific. Start with these settings. Interval 1 bar, offset 0, grid 1/16, gate 1/8, chance at 0%, variation 0, pitch 0. Chance at 0 is the key. Your track stays normal until you automate it. Now automate chance like this. During the normal groove, keep it at 0. During the last half bar, ramp it up to around 30 to 60%. Then in the last quarter bar, hit 80 to 100% just briefly. This is controlled chaos. It gives you that live mixer vibe, but you're still the DJ. And if you want extra spice right at the end, automate grid from 1/16 down to 1/32 for the last 1 to 2 beats. That's though. Moment, but keep it short so it doesn't turn into glitch music. Quick tightening tip, if your stutters smear too much, you can add a gate after beat repeat with a fast setting. That makes it sound like edits, not accidents. Now step 4, the rewind moment. Old pirate radio energy often hints at a DJ yanking the record back, or a deck slowing down for a second. We're going to fake that vibe without derailing the tune. Option A, simple pitch drop with stock devices. Add shifter after beat repeat. Set shifter to pitch mode. Automate pitch down quickly over a quarter to a half bar. Try going from 0 semitones down to minus 7 or minus 12. Then combine it with a low pass sweep. Add auto filter after shifter. Set it to low pass 24 dB. Automate cutoff from around 8 to 12 kHz down to 500 hz to 1 kHz, right as you approach the drop. This does something important. It makes the fill feel like it's closing in, and then the drop feels like it explodes open, even if the drop is the same sounds as before. Option B, even simpler. Automate the clip transpose down and pull the track volume down just a touch at the same time. Then let delay smear it, which leads perfectly into step 5. Build your pirate FX bus. This is where the energy flies into space and then snaps back clean. On return A, add echo. Turn sync on. Set time to 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback around 25 to 45%. Then filter the echo. High pass around 200 to 400 Hz. Low pass around 5 to 8 kHz. Add a tiny bit of modulation, like 2 to 5%, just to get that wobble. After echo, add saturator. Drive 2 to 5 dB. Soft clip on. Then add EQ8 and cut lows below about 150 to 250 Hz. This is not optional. Low-end delay will wreck the next downbeat in drum and bass faster than almost anything. On return B, add hybrid reverb. Try plate or hall. Decay around 1.5 to 3.5 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. Then EQ8 after it. High pass 250 to 400 Hz. And if it's biting your ears, dip a bit around 2 to 4 kHz. Now the fun part. During the fill, automate your sends. Snare into the delay throw. Pretty generous. Percussion can get a touch. Tick usually stays clean, and your sub bass definitely stays out of that delay unless you want intentional chaos. Coach tip. Think of it as separating impact versus mess. Impact is kick and sub and the main snare transient. Mess is delay. Verb, noise, siren. Put the mess on returns or separate tracks, so the downbeat can still punch you in the chest. Step 6. Siren or noise hit, pirate style, but without muddying the drop. Predate your FX siren noise track. Use operator for a basic siren. Ask as a sine wave. Turn on an LFO to pitch. Set the rate to 1/4 or 1/8 synced. Amount small to medium, and tune it by ear. You want radio siren motion, not a musical lead that fights your chords. Add auto filter, and use bandpass or lowpass. Automate the cutoff so it moves during the fill. And either add a light echo or send it to return A. Placement ideas. Put a short siren stab in the last half bar before the drop, or do a one beat noise burst. Keep it jungle, not festival. Short and filtered. If it's longer than a bar, it starts stealing the show from the drums. Also, keep it under control in the mix. Put utility after the siren, turn on mono and pull the gain down so it sits as texture. Your snare is the star. Step 7. Arrangement logic. This is how you make it feel like real jungle phrasing. Classic placements. Every 8 bars, do a 2-beat minifill. Every 16 bars, do a full 1-bar statement fill. And before a big drop, try 1 bar of fill plus a tiny moment of silence right before the downbeat. The silence trick is massive. In the last 8th note to quarter beat before the drop, cut the bass and most drums. Let only a delayed snare tail hang, then slam back in on bar 1. That is pirate radio impact. It feels like a DJ cut the channels and brought them back. If you want your workflow to be fast, here's a pro beginner move. Set up fill zone so you're not hunting around your arrangement. Drop a locator called fill 1 bar before each phrase change. Bar 8, bar 16, bar 24, and so on. Select the last bar and hit CMD or Ctrl L to loop it while you design. When it bangs, turn the loop off and move on. You're basically auditioning the fill like a DJ would, over and over, until it feels right. Now let's add a one-knob control approach, because this is where fills become fun instead of fiddly. Create an audio effect rock on your drum bus. Put beat repeat in there, and map a macro called stutter to beat repeat chance, from 0 to 100. Put auto filter in there and map a macro called darken to the cutoff, from open to closed. Then map a macro called throw to your snare send to return A, from subtle to spicy. Now you can perform the fill. You can literally record automation by moving 3 macros, like you're riding a mixer on pirate radio. One more editing trick. Once you find a bar that works, consolidate it. Select the bar and hit CMD or Ctrl J. Now your micro edits live inside one clip, and you can duplicate it to other phrase points without everything falling apart. Metering sanity check. While you're experimenting, throw a limiter at the end of your drum bus. Don't leave it there forever if you don't want to, but use it as a meter. If it's catching more than about 3 to 4 dB during the fill, you probably made a fill that's all spikes and no body. Turn down the loudest slice, or shorten the most aggressive transient. Common mistakes to avoid as you do this. Don't make every fill 2 bars long. Don't let your delay returns build low end. Don't leave beat repeat chants on all the time. And always create contrast. If your fill sounds like the groove but slightly busier, it won't read as a fill. Use space, filtering, or stutter to make it obviously different. Now a quick 15-minute practice plan, so you can lock this in today. Make an 8-bar loop with kick and snare plus break, and a simple sub bass. At the end of bar 8, add a 2-beat fill using beat repeat chants automation and an auto filter sweep. Then extend your loop to 16 bars. At the end of bar 16, build a 1-bar fill using manual break slicing, at least 6 slices, and do a snare delay throw to return A. Then add 1 micro silence moment right before the drop, an 1/8 note or a 1/4 beat. Export it and listen away from your screen. Ask yourself one question. Did the fill make the drop feel bigger, or did it just decorate the end of the phrase? To wrap up, jungle and old school D&B fills are cuts, space, and DJ style effects, not big builds. Beat repeat with chance automation is your controlled stutter tool. A Pirate FX bus with echo and filtered reverb gives you the throw-to-space vibe. A quick pitch drop and filter sweep can hint at a rewind without becoming a gimmick. And your best friend is phrase logic. 8-bar minifills, 16-bar statement fills, plus the tiny moment of silence before the downbeat.